Okay, so some chaver asked, maybe I could give a little psicha. So I said, you can't give a psicha if it's part of Murba Alaymed. So I don't know if I'm not sure I have what to say, but, well, Tzurus HaPesach. So try to say something to a few svaras that will open up some of the svaras in the sugya. The Tzurus HaDvarim is the first sugya here, and then we're going to continue in the sugya. It's not, I mean, Ruba is a big sugya, so we're just going to start with some of the svaras now and see how we come out. So the Mishnah says, like this, Allah, Shar Shechanza Bebekavi Kifua Klebeim Ametaltam Besaychov Avachia Geder Gavoya Sarat Fachim V'loi Pirtus Yisera Salbinyas. So here the Mishnah says that in order to be Kaveya Rishus La'atzma, it needs to be the Mechitzas Ten Tfachim, and it needs to be that it can't be Pirtus Yisera Salbinyas, it needs to be the Rashi, and the Gemara seems to say that it means Oymen Rubala Parats. And then the Mishnah says there's another halacha of Pirtz Asara. Before that, the Mishnah says Kor Pirtz Ashi Ke'eser. If it's not more than Asara, it's Ke'eser, not more, then Amos Mutaris Mepnei Shu Ke'pesach. So the Mishnah says here, halacha, that it already taught us the din. The Mishnah already taught us the halacha that Oymen Merubah is good. And it says if the Pirtz is less than 10, it's good, Mepnei Shu Ke'pesach. So it's pretty Oymed. And the Mishnah, it's teaching us something in this line of the Mishnah, that the Pirtzah is Kepesach. What's the emphasis of the Mishnah that's telling me that the Pirtzah is Kepesach? Rashi adds on, Kol Pirtzah Shi Ke'eser Amos, Muteres Mishi Kepesach. So Rashi adds on, V'shiye Ba'oimid Ravalein, B'tanai that you have Oimid Merubah, which is very shver Rashi, because there's a few Tanoim in the Mishnah. You need to be Oimid Merubah, you also need to be Ten Tefachim Tal, and you need to be a few things to be able to be Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rashi repeating now the halachis of the Mishnah when he's describing why it's going to be Kepesach? It says, Kol Pirtzah Shi Ke'eser Amos, Mishi Kepesach. So that's an independent thing. Rashi adds on, but tonight, that's Oymid Merubah. Why is Rashi saying that? Okay. Now, in the Gemara continues, the Machlokes between Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, it's my parts Ka'oymid is a Machlokes. So Papa Mamut, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Ma'asa. Okay. Now, in the Iker Noisei of Oymid Merubah, so Kipshutai, I guess you would say that it's like midin, you have roiv, so imin merubah, so you have a din, you have roiv, and a lot of things you have roiv, so it's like ruba kakulai, a lot of things, roiv works. So over here, you're trying to create a mechitza, the yisoid of Rosh Hashanah is trying to create a mechitza. So you have roiv in the mechitza, so ruba kakulai, so you have most of the mechitza that also works. But, and it's like a shir in the mechitza. So if it's like a shir in the mechitza, first of all, it's a little bit shver. What's the tzad parts koimid, especially Rav Papa's explanation? You need roiv because you need a shir mechitza, so you need roiv mechitza. So you're going to tell me, no, half is good. So it's a chiddush, that's dumb. Why would half be good? We don't find that half is like roiv normally. By a few things. So what step is roiv? You're saying? Okay, so I'm just saying a mashal. Maybe it's a shir, fine. So maybe there's a shir that I was explaining. Why would roiv be the shir? Because that's the way to see the kulay. Okay. But Papa's explanation of Halchak Marachman and Moshe Latifer Tzurba is a little bit shver, because how's that explanation of why this is a shir for that? If it's a question of the shir mechitza, it's not so understandable. I mean, it's not so shver, I'm asking, it's not so shver, but it's a little bit needs beer. What's the explanation of Tifer Tzurba if we're talking about the shear of Mechitza, so you need roiv, so he holds Mechitza, like the Ran asks. He should say, Gedar Palga, he should say, half is also enough. Okay, why would that be included? Ten Tfachim is Alach Moshe Mishinai, why is this included in it? Yeah, okay. Lemaisa, the Rishonim ask another kasha. The Rishonim ask a kasha. The Olam saw the Rishonim here in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Rishonim ask a kasha from the din of Pasi B'Rois. There's no pasuk b'rois. You have a bar, and you want to be able to. The bar is Rishas Yochanan. You want to be able to take outside to the bar. So you already mamshach Rishas Ram. Rishas Yochanan kipshuta to outside the bar. There shouldn't prove that. Most Rishonim prove that outside the bar is also Rishas Yochanan. So what you do is you put corner amudim, and that works to make it Rishas Yochanan. So factor Rishonim, it's par, it's meruba, ala oimid. So we're going to get into the. I want to talk later about the pratim and the Rishonim, how they answer that kasha, but the Rishonim. B'derech B'ikar answering is that since you have four mechitzas and it's working they're working together on the makayim, so therefore that's a way to say that even though it's part of meruba, but this is an exception. So l'chayra, if the inyan is how much mechitza you have, so the whole teretz is very very shver. I mean, you have part of meruba, each ruach is need l'chayra, each side should be nidoin by itself, and it's part of meruba on that ruach. So why are you looking at them together? Why does it matter to me that I also have something else here?
Even if you put them together, it's still parts of meruba. Why do you need to come out that last question?
Right. Okay. I'm saying, first of all, why are you looking at them together? Okay. I'm just saying, but what's the step one? Why? What's the svara to look at them together, Bichlal? Now, Bichlal, if you look at all the and what's the teretz of your shen? Because when you look at the, because all four are around the same bar, like what's the teretz? And Bichlal, the whole way you measure the oimim meruba is when we get to daf yudam at base. There's a big noise over here, but when you get to the yudam, it's a big shot how to measure. But let me say just push up shot. Rashi in Sukkah, when the Gemara over there says that parts of meruba doesn't work by Shabbos and it works by Sukkah. So the Gemara says, Shabbos ain't a test elbow in meruba all parts. Mashenkin b'sukkah. So Rashi says, Mashenkin b'sukkah. Why? Because by sukkah, all you need is two and a tefach, and the two gufa can have some peretzes. So when you total up the mechitzas, you'll have parts meruba. And on Shabbos you need. The way you're cheshbening it is on all four ruchos together, not on each mechitza by itself. So, the idea over here is that the mechitzas of Shabbos, the mechitzas of Shabbos that we're talking about over here, is not like by Sukkah. You just even by Sukkah maybe it's not like that, but it's not just that you have to have count. You have to have a sheer mechitza. Count up how much mechitza is you. We're not looking to just have enough mechitza, a sheer mechitza. We're looking for that the mechitza has to create a reshus, has to be makif for reshus, and separate the reshus, the mekaymis, from one another. So the whole inyan over here is how much mechitza do you need in order to be kaveh the reshus is reshus los v'ne'atzmai. It's how much the mekaym that's being divided, the makam that's being created, that's being mugdar by this mechitza, isn't enough separated from the place outside it. The nekuda is not just about the mechitza, it's about the makam, the rishos, and how much it takes to create the rishos. It could be even by sukkahs like that, because the Gemara asks, so the Rav says in the Kuntras there, it means that you have to try to create a makam with the oisei tefach, but for sure over here, the nekuda that we're looking for is not the sheer mechitza by itself. It's the koyach of the mechitza klapi the makom behind it. It's looking to the koyach of the mechitza to create and separate that the makom is a separate makom, which is true anyway. Always mechitza like that, and even by klaim, like we'll see, a mechitza by klaim is meravs and igra. The whole concept of a mechitza by klaim makes no is a pella, because you're not stopping the yinika, you're not stopping them from growing together. So what do I care about a mechitza by klaim altogether? The whole concept of mechitza by klaim is shreya. The whole idea of mechitza by klaim is that the whole iser klaim is only when they're planted together in the same mokim. If you're separating the mokimis, then it's also not a problem. So even by klaim, it's like that. We'll see better when we get to klaim, when we see that more properly. But the point is over here is that the mechitza is trying to create that the makom is makom b'fnei atzmai, and this is Yadua in the Reb Chaim, not the one that we started seeing, but the short shtickle at the end of Hilchos Shabbos when he talks about if you could have a lechi which is isuri ana, so it doesn't have a sheer mechitza. So Reb Chaim says over there that it doesn't matter because the sheer that we're talking about is not a sheer in the mechitza, it's a sheer in the makom that's divided from the mechitza, and the makom is, and therefore the makom has Yud in front of it. So he says, Ashel Kinir He's talking about lechem, but he says he's talking about yud. But b'chol mechitzas shus yachid debainan shegoyv an asar ikar asher ina be'etzem mechitzas kim ba'amakim debainan shegoyv asar shaboy yeh mukaf mechitzas. So the point is, you're creating a makam mukaf mechitzas, and even asar is like that. Even the dinim of mechitzas, which is asar tefachim, really besoid is not in the koyach of the mechitzas, in the koyach of the makam to be separated from the separated. So that's. The reason why we look at it together, and that's in a very broad way, that's the point of the Rishonim by Pasi Birois, is that if you could use the Mechitzas to create a Malkum separately, so then it works even by we'll get into the Pratim, but that's why it works by Pasi Birois, to create a Malkum, a Rishus, independently. So the Nekuda is not about, do you have Mechitza, not Mechitza, like dealing with the Mechitza, it's Legabi the Rishus. Okay, that's it's the koyach of the mechitza to create the rishus. Good. So now, like this. You have oymin meruba. So why do you need roif? Why do you need roif? And what's the problem if you don't have roif? So simply what we're saying. So let's get to the point. The Rishonim, when they asked this kasha from Pasi Birois, said over there, L'chayra Pasi Birois is part of Meruba. So it seems to be a shinui in the Rishonim how they answer the question. Tosfos, in the first Tosfos in Oisim Pasim, Tosfos says over there that even though it says L'tifer Teruba, that's only when you don't have L'kashom Dal Mechitzes, Kihacha, Tohoyel V'ika B'chotzad, Ama Mikan, V'ama Mikan, Choshev Pesach. Tosfos says that the reason why it works to make to Pasi Birois because since you have a full shir mechitza of Am Mikan v'Am Mikan, so you can make that the area in between is a Pesach. You can don the area in between as a Pesach, and it seems to be that's his Ikar Teretz. His Ikar Teretz is that you can make the Am Mikan v'Am Mikan is going to be kaveh that the inside is a Pesach. The other Rishonim say two different things. Every Rishon says a little differently, but Be'ikar, the other Rishonim that asked this kasha seem to be saying two points that Tosis doesn't say, and don't say the Iker point of Tosis. One is that they don't mention this idea that because there's Amikan, there's a Pesach in between. They don't mention the point of Pesach. And second of all, they much more talk about the fact that you have the Mechitza is Bapeis. And since the Mechitza is in the corners, so Mimela, there it's better. But Derech Klal, the Rishim seem to say that. The Ran is pretty klar like that. The Rashba, they go along that line. It says, "Ein b'kronis amikan havishir choshev b'chi agav no ba'inan oimim ruba apartz ruba." When you have a b'kronis, it's good. He's focused on the kronis, and so does other Rishayim. So, is there a chiluk here between the Rishayim in how to look at this? So why do Rishonim focus on the Am Mikan on the Kronos and they don't focus on the Pesach? And Tosfos focuses on the Pesach. So L'chayra is a big shinui here, and two mahalchim had to say how to understand what Oymin Ruba was, and hopefully what we'll try to do is explain the two mahalchim in Oymin Ruba and then go through each. And then there's two steps in the Gemara based on that, which is, so what's the Machlokes of Papa and Ravuna Breda of Yeshua, and then what's the Tzushtel to the next Tashma of Sukkah? Because, just more, if the Nakuda that we're saying now, that the whole idea is about how much your Mechitza is strong enough to make a Rishos, it becomes a little bit shver that the Gemara is Tzushtel to Sukkah, because over there you're not trying to be Kaveya Rishos, you're just donning if you have enough Schach. So if what we're saying is that here the Nekud is the Teres Mechitza Legabe Shabbos of Rishuyas, it's going to become a little bit, it becomes a little bit more shver. It didn't need an explanation. So L'chayra, there's two ways to explain the whole reason why you need Oymin Ruba. So one way you could say is more simple. And I think this Chaim like says this as a first. So I don't know. I didn't see the whole shtickle, and I'm not sure exactly if he stays done. But the Zichar, a svara here, that he says, like this. that really, really, when you have mechitzas, the sheer mechitzas is enough to create the rishos. You have oimin meruba, really oimin meruba. You have roiv. That's enough to be kaveh the rishos by itself. There's a new problem. The way he says, there's a new problem that even if you have roiv, what happened to the pirtzis in between? Right, because the big problem with oimin meruba is that you still have pirtzis. So how are you going to deal with the pirtzis? And a pirtza, even one pirtza, could shter your whole hekif. Even if you have oimin meruba, like a pirtza sasara, shters your whole hekif. The Gemara says that if you have a pirtza and a keren zavis, it shters your whole hekif because you don't make a pesach. So you have to. So what about every pirtza that's in a oimin meruba? How come that doesn't make a problem? So the lotion here is. Trei milin inu. Really, there's two separate things going on. Din oimin meruba ala paratz hamoya lechasher mechitz lashvir rishas yachid. Really, when you have oimin meruba, you can make rishas yachid out of it. And besides that, there's a new problem. You have a pirtza iseres. You have a pirtza. Pirtzas make a problem. That means, and you have to deal with that problem. And how do you deal with the problem? We're allowed to look at it like it's a pesach. But what's making the rishas yachid is really the mechitzas. Okay, so it means that. Really, according to this, really your rishos is being established from the mechitzas. You have oimin meruba, you have roiv mechitzas, you have enough to make a rishos yachid. A pirtza is a new problem. Now, what's the problem of the pirtza? So Reb Chaim says it's a pirtza yisaris. It means that it's not that you don't have enough wall to separate the rishos. You do have enough wall to make the rishos separate. You do have enough wall to make the rishos separate, theoretically. Now, pirtza yisaris is a complicated term. Because it could mean one of two things. It could actually mean that it's just a new halacha. It means you have enough for rishus yachid, and maybe technically the rishus is separate. It is separate. The two places are separate from each other. But what Pirtzai Sarah says is that that if you're still connected in one spot to the rishus outside you, so then the dinim of this rishus is still going to affect each other. You can't separate each other and look at it like they have two separate halachas. And it answers it. It answers the rishos from being considered separate. But it's a new problem. The pirtza is a new problem. It's not affecting that you don't have enough walls. So, oimin meruba ala paratz is make. So, according to this, the ikar shame of the rishos is established with oimin meruba. And oimin meruba is enough. You have a problem with the pirtzas, you have to answer that. And the way you answer this is that the halachic we're allowed to look at them like psachim. Why? It doesn't explain why. You're allowed to look at it like a Pesach. Pesach means that it's not a chibur between the. It's not that in that spot the two rishuyas are connected, and therefore they spill over to each other, and either halachically they spill over to each other, or you can't really divide them. But it's because they're parts to each other. There's really two spaces here, and they're parts to each other. They're open to each other, and therefore they spill over one to the other. No, it's a Pesach. Pesach means forget two places, and you can go from one to the other, but they're separate. So I'm allowed to don it as a Pesach. But the Pesach is not helping in creating the Rishos. What's creating the Rishos is only the Mechitzas. Oh, that's... Now, according to that, the whole issue here is, and it sounds like that's almost Memela. Memela, once you have enough, and if it's not a big Pirtza, we're always going to look at it like a Pesach. So therefore, the whole conversation, the whole Noisei, really, Oimin Meruba, is that you have to have enough Mechitzas. So, good. But really, when you have parts meruba, technically you have two problems. Right? But parts, according to this, really, you have two problems. One is you don't really have rishos, first of all. And second of all, you have pirtzis, the raser.
Secondly, doesn't
make sense. I'm saying, you have to really figure out, according to this, is really two steps you have to always deal with. You have to make the oimin meruba, and you have to deal with the pirtzis separately. So, to me, it seems like the Rishonim that by Pasi B'Rois are focused on creating the Rishos. So their kasha was that by parts Meruba, you don't have enough walls. And on that, the answer, over here, you have enough walls to make a Rishos. You could use the Mechitzas of parts Meruba over here. The Oimin Muat can make the Rishos by Pasi B'Rois, because since it's Bakronis, so Memela Bezavius, you can make that the Oimin Muat over here could create a Rishos. Usually you need Oimin Meruba to create a Rishos. Here you could create the Rishos. The Iker is creating the Rishos with the Oimin Meruba. It sounds like from the, once you have that, But derech kol, unless it's a pirtz asara or something specific, we're going to dan that the pirtz doesn't ask the rishus and it's kipsachim. It's a second step and it's memela, basically. So the rishonim that are focused on that by pasi birois, you have enough mechitza to make a rishus are going like this mahalach. So now, when it comes to the Gemara, so according to this, Rav Huna Breid of Rishu is saying, very good, you need Oymim Ruba. And when you don't have that, you'll have both problems. But the Iker point is, Lashvui Rishu says, coming with Oymim Ruba. So what's your Papa, saying? Oymid Kaparetz. What's Oymid Kaparetz? So, Rav Papa says, Oymid Kaparetz, because Hachi Agmar Rachman al-Maisha la-Tifretz Ruba. The Ron asks this kasha. The Ron says, why does he say Lehtifer Tshuva? Well, let me take Dor Pal. Because he's focused, his Hilchasa is focused on the Pirtzis. So he's talking about what his focus is. He says, Mishum Dechol Chad Lishon Deshayach Milsei Nakat. They need the parts coming with Pirtze Ika. Afil Alkir Achman Agmar Lishon Dechol Echad Lehmifer Tshuva Sagi. So he doesn't have a Hilchasa about the Mechitzis. His Hilchasa is about the Pirtzis. So according to Rapapa, Fakirat, you can make the rishus. He doesn't have this halacha that to create a rishus you need oymin meruba. To create a rishus, even half mechitzas could be enough. Whatever. You could create rishus with mechitzas. You figure out how. You could create a rishus with mechitzas. The ikar chiddush was, is that if it's not parts meruba, then those pirtzas are going to be always be able to be the gedantes psachim. So he's focused, his hilchasa is not so much that the mechtza is karoiv. His focus that the pirtzes won't stare over here, but
isn't it Pesach? Yeah, Pesach or just the pirtzes are not going
to
stare.
Whatever this means, the pirtza is not pirtza iser. It's won't aser.
He's saying
he's saying that in order to make the what?
He's not discussing pirtza iser. He's discussing making the
pirtza. His focus is that there's no real hilchasa about what you need on the mechitza. Obviously, because the pirtza is not going. I don't know if it's interesting the mechitza. He's saying, he says, even though it's parts, ruba is not gonna, is not a problem. Huh? Meaning, as long as I have a rishus, that's enough. So if I pirtza ruba, I will stare. When he doesn't care. There's a halacha in the pirtzes that the pirtzes is not going to stare if it's not right. So he said that's the ikar nekuda. So now, according to that, he's not necessarily coming to say that oymid is karoiv. Coming to say that oymid is karoiv. He's coming to say the ikar that you create rishos with mechza and the pirtzes is not going to stare b'chi agavna. Now. Yeah, he's not talking, right. Technically, you could create rishus with less than machzah, right. So he's not bechal talking about that. Now, Mamela, this all, right. Now, Lemaisa, there is rayas in some of the Rishonim as we continue in the sugya. One of the rayas is talking from some of the Rishonim later, that even like our papa, that oymid kaparetz, but it doesn't work the same as oymid meruba. There's a few rayas like that. It doesn't work the same as Oymid Meruba. See, not only should hold like that. According to this, that would be mistaver like that. Because he's not, Rapapa's not necessarily saying, Oymid Meruba, maybe, the pshat is, Oymid Meruba soysim the ruach, Oymid Meruba works to create. He's not coming to tell me that Mechza is also working like Raiv. He's saying that Mechza, even less than like you're saying, technically could work. His Be'ikr Chiddush is that I don't have a Pirta Tishter. Now, so that's l'chara what they're saying. Now, you have to take it a step further. So now, according to this, so if he's not saying that, so what's Taka? Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Okay, but l'chara in Tosfos is a whole other way to go over here. There's a whole other way to understand this in not like that side that it's Ashvi Yerushus and there's Pirtzai Saris. According to Tosfos that says that the way Pasuk B'Rois works is because when there's Amikan or Mikan, there's a Pesach Be'emtza, the way it's working is totally different. The way it works is that Be'etzem, without a Shem Pesach, then you need the Etzem Shem Pesach in order to create the Hekif itself. because not now again, even if I'm saying all this, I'm not saying it's like a tzur sabesa, but I'm just before that. Etzem, when you have one mechitza, when you have if you have a mechitza, then what you need to in order to create the shus, it can't be parts anywhere. Not because so much as a zaitik, a problem of a pirtza. You can't separate the shus kolzman and the chibur to the other one. If there's a chibur between the reshuyas, then the mechitza is not a good mechitza. The mechitza is only a mechitza if it fully separates, divides the shus from one another. So what's the hilchus of Oimim Merubah? What's the Hilchus of Oimim Merubah? There's still pirtzas over here. The Hilchus of Oimim Merubah says is that when there's Oimim Merubah and there's a mechitza, the spaces in between we're going to don as kilo the tuffel to the mechitza, and it's a chelik of the mechitza. This is where the mechitza allows you to mishtamish in the mechitza, to walk through the mechitza, but it's be'etzem still a chelik of the chaytzitz, the koyach of the mechitza itself. So there's a mechitza, and the mechitza is made up of two parts. It has the oymid part and it has the pesach part, and the pesach part is also a chelik of the mechitza. It's the place where a good wall has to allow you to come through it. Otherwise, it's not a good mechitza. The mechitza has space that allows you to walk in between it. But it's really all a chelik of the mechitza itself, and the etzem pesach is not just bavarning, you have pirtzis. The etzem pesach is what's allowing me the koyach to be mamshech the mechitza. Normally you would say that the mechitza, if there's a stop in the mechitza, then mamshech is, that's also a different part really. But the point is that if there's a pirtza and the mechitza doesn't fully separate to Yeshuyas and they're still connected, then the mechitza cannot create the Yeshuyas by itself. It needs the koyach of the Pesach in order to create the full hekif.
You said that they were kind of saying that Pesach rest. We used to say that by rare case of emek parts and mubal parts. Maybe over there it's considered completely mukav. We didn't know emek mubal parts.
Because I don't think it's made up of art. Otherwise, Tzitz came out of nowhere. Tzitz said he made up a new thing. Tzitz says, I created a new Pesach that works to be Makif. It's a Mishnah. He's saying the Mishnah. He's saying the Mishnah's din applies here. He didn't make something up. Why would Tzitz create a new Lomdus? So Tzitz, a new Lomdus, by Pasuk Brois, I could create a Pesach. If there's no precedent for that, there's no raya to it, where did Tzitz come from? Tzitz is extending the whole Lomdus of parts Merubah to there. So just like by Oimim Merubah, the Vard is that the Oimid allows me to see that the space is in between Ark and Pesach, and that's what's creating the Koyach of the Mechitza. So too, by Pasuk Brois, I could also do that by Amikam, and I have a Mechitza Mikan, Mechitza Mikan, the space in between could be a Pesach, so I have a wall. So the Pesach is what's allowing me to create the Koyach of the Mechitza. So according to this, when the Mishnah says Mepneshu Kepesach, it's a wholly different mahalach than the first mahalach. In the first mahalach, the idea is the reshus is being created by the Oimim Merubah. Yeah, pirtzis? Don't worry about the pirtzis. We'll fend for that as an davar to memela. According to Tosfos, the Oimim Merubah has a kasha still. It doesn't really work because there's pirtzis. And the only way that the pirtzis are fend for it is by creating them as a pesach, and it's a shimush of the kaisel. So I think it's Mduik and Rashi, that's what Rashi meant. When the Mishnah adds this din, V'lo yipirtzis yiseres talbinyin, ko pirtzis shi ke'etzer amos muteres, m'pnei shi ke'pesach, and Rashi says, v'shiyeh bo'imid ravalei, and Rashi is saying, in order to see it as a Pesach, you need to have the oimid. It's not a separate halacha. According to the other Rishonim, it's really a separate halacha. You have oimid rav, and you have to, either pirtzis ke'pesach. Rashi's saying that in order to look at the Pesach, because when I have a Pesach, the koyach of the Pesach, the koyach of the mechitza is to see that the place next to it is a Pesach. The place next to it is the Pesach. That's the koyach of the mechitza. Now, there's a kasha that the Velt asks, a kasha that l'chora, if you have the Gemara says that a Pesach mavui can't be less than dal tfachim. You can't make a Pesach mavui less than dal tfachim. It's not called a Pesach. So the Velt asks, if you have a pirtza less than dalin, between gimel and dalin, so it should be aser, because you can't, it's not a pesach. And Rashi is beferish over here, even on such a thing, it's a pesach. This is a svar that pesach, just like pesach ken zavis lav di inchi, pesach less than dalin lav di inchi. It's a svara. It sounds like that's where it says it. That's where it says it. So I'm not saying that you have to know if it's shver kasha, whatever. But if in this mahalach, really the point of a Pesach is to say where there's the hemshach the koisel. So really, I'm not sure how much what we're trying to use with the Shem Pesach. You have to know what the Shem Pesach is really coming to do. Is it coming to say that it's just not a pirtza? Is it coming to say you actually need to don it as a Pesach, like for Hilchos Mezuzah? Like what are we saying? Well, exactly, Vera. I'm just throwing a hara out that. But Rashi has Beferish over here also in Klein. He says Kol Kamad Lavi Kimulu Avakav Davi Revach Shloisha Kivin Doimid Rabba Olav Lekel Meimor Asi Avir Dagisa Umavadav Havalu Psachem. Again, Rashi throws sounds like Pesach. Sounds like also that Rashi holds in order to have the Etzem Oimid Meruba, you need to be able to have the Pesach. So according to this Mahalach, the Oimid Meruba is totally on this that there's a Pesach. The Oimin Meruba works because really there's Psachim, and you have a full Hekif together with the Psachim. And that's what Tosis means. So according to this, L'chaira. Oh, so then it's even better. I'm not saying you need Psachim. I'm not saying you need Pesach. I'm saying if you have Oimin Meruba and you have holes, then any of those things, the Psachim are mitzdarf to the Hekif. No. Then it's even better. So when according to this, L'chaira. When Rapapa says, so really according to this, the Iker Oimim Ruba means you take need Oimim Ruba to create the Shem Pesach. You need a full Hekif. It's not. There's no two problems. It's not the problem with the Pirtza is that you don't. Is that it's a chasarn in the Mechitza itself. It's not a separate problem. You need the whole thing. So L'chaira, when Rapapa is coming to say that parts Ka'imid works. According to that, you have to say that really what he's coming to say is that does genug. Parts ka'imid is also enough of a mechitza. That you could say that the you'll have the same nekuda that you'll have by Omin Merubah. According to this Mahalach and Tosfos, that really the koyach, the mechitza, is what's allowing me to do it. There's no focus on the pirtza by itself. The point is, do you have enough mechitza? Do you have a strong enough mechitza to mechayiv to see that the area in between is a Pesach of that Mechitza. And so he's saying that's enough. And Rashi says in Sukkah that the problem with parts Meruba is that it's Mevata the Oimid. It's Mevata the Oimid, which is also good like this. You don't have anything if you have Pirtzis. But that Rashi over there by Klein, okay, I'll see Avir, what's he been. Lemaisa, one of the rayas that the Oilam brings, I saw brought as my notes, that the Oilam brings from like this Shaila. If Lemaisa, according to our Papa, is Oimid Kapar, it's the same thing as Oimid Meruba. So one of the Shailas is, if you have a big Mavoi, and you're using a pas dalat, so it's not matter with the lumnus of lechi, but you could close off a mavui with oimin meruba also. So Shaz, can you close off a mavui with oimin kaparats? Why didn't the Gemara say oimin kaparats? Parts koimid. The Rambam maybe paskins taka, that parts koimid won't work by mavui, even though we paskin, it works by mechitzas. So, There's a brisk rav in the end of Bechiris over there in the sugi of one of the sugis of Mechta Mechta. So he's bringing. So they're bringing, but one of those sugis. So at the end of the first parak of Bechiris, so the brisk rav over there says he's grabbing the gift for a seder shtickle. When we get up to it, he says that parts ka'imid is not ka'imid mamish. Oimin ruba is like sasa. Oimin ruba is like sasum. Oimin ruba is like sasum. It's like all the parts are closed, but parts ka'imid. Parts koimid is not like that. It works. It works like a mechitza. It also works, but it's not kesasim. So mela by mavui, the din is not that we have to make a mechitza there. The din is you have to be soisim the mavui. It can't be open. So the din mavui is to make a mavui sasim. So parts koimid can't work for that. Maisa Tosfos says over there that lemanda omar. I mean kapars. It could have said that. In chami. So in other words, In other words, because Tosis is going much more, we have to build up the mechitza, and you have to have the full hag. If parts come and works, it's also working. According to the other mahalach, parts come is going with a different setup. It's taka working that we don't know what he needs, but parts doesn't share. So he never came along and said that mechitza works by itself. Kiroiv didn't come along to say that. Now, according to this, Yishlachka another thing. It depends on this, the way we're saying these two tzadim. There's a machloikis in the achronim, I think be'ikr. It's going to come up. It's Rashash, and it's going to come up again in Daf Yudam Rebeis when we get there. We have to finish the Gemara here, and finish the next Gemara, and then we'll go to Yudam Rebeis, the Hemshech. So, but over there it comes out, and it's telling that Gemara that I don't get into all the Pratim. But basically, there's a machloikis between the Mishbura and the Chazanish. If La Halacha, you have on one side, it's all complicated again, but you have one side, Oymin Meruba. And you have another side that is not Oymin Meruba, but if you're Mitzarif, the Oymin Meruba from this side, it works. But you have to Mitzarif the whole thing, even the open places. In other words, can you Mitzarif the open places in the Oymin Meruba side to Mitzarif to another Ruach to create an Oymin Meruba total? So Mishabur says Oymin Meruba is Kisasim. So it works. And the Chazanish says, Chazanish says, no, Oymin Meruba doesn't work like that. It's matir, but it's not going to be, you can't be mitzarif the openings, the pirtzes, and Oymin Meruba to somewhere else to make it Oymin Meruba. Not the Ruach, on the same Ruach, but on the other side of the Ruach. This is talking about another shrine. Maybe it's Machalik, just furthermore, but that's the way we have it down, is Machalik is documented it. Chazanish, I have to look it up better, but that's, so it could be that it's really a little depends on these two tzedadim. I mean, I'm not like coming to say that machlekes and machlekes are shining, but b'yisoide really depends on what the Oymin Meruba doing. If the Oymin Meruba is coming and soisim the whole thing, because really the whole thing is mukif, because we're danning either it's Oymin or Kipsochim, but it's chelik of the hekif gufa. Once you pass an Oymin Meruba on it, so the whole thing is mukif. If you say that there's pirtzes that don't aser, because we're looking at like the psachim, but really the whole heck, if it's not coming from mekayach that, so it's still really open, betzim. It's a pesach as opposed to a pirtzes, so it doesn't aser the rishus, but it's really not closed. According to Tais Lamdas, the Oymin Meruba is much sharper Lamdas. Now, just to throw out a machshava, so the Gemara Shtel Su, Makar Sakasar Pishpudin, Oy Baruch Samita. So, that means the Gemara is saying that according to Rav, it should come out of machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua and Schach. If you have mechitz of the Schach posel, mechitz of kosher, what's the halacha? So, l'chayra, it's a little bit tzarach beer. L'chayra, first of all, Schach toin sel is one kasha. You have to deal with that kasha. And b'chol in tzchach there's no issue pirtzes psachim. What's the nice over here? So the l'chora we could say according to Tosfos that the soid of Oymin Meruba was that we could don everything as psachim. The idea why we're allowed to don everything as psachim like is because you have a koyach mechitza here and we still see a koyach mechitza even. Even when it's parvus meruba, but to be able to be mechaber itself to say that there's a karech of a pesach. So over here you're talking need the karech of the pesach to be soisim the whole ruach. But the aleph base to be able to say that is because you see that the chelke ha even by omen kaparitz they're mechaber. The chelke ha mechitz are mechaber. So if you understand that by schach. That's already Torah and Sukkah, that not for now. That schach is not just to make shade, but tzchach is there to create. It's like a mechitza. It's a doifin. It's a lashon of the sub brought down lashon of mara. It's like a there's a mechitza of tzchach. It's like a doifin of tzchach. It has to be a wall of tzchach. You can't just cover the sukkah. Yeah, get sale. You have to create a mechitza of tzchach. So it's could be to move on that parts koymit itself could work. Okay. And that's Tosfos Mavor like that. Tosfos asks Akasha, even that Tosfos holds that even if you have, let's say, no schach basel, you just mechza schach kosher and avir, so Rashi says on Chav Beis that it doesn't work because it's still some ruba. It's chamsa ruba because the chamsa will spread. But Tosfos says, I don't care about the chamsa spreading, l'maisa of a papa paskin's parts ka'imid, and parts ka'imid itself is enough by schach also. So Mefresh and Tosfos is saying that parts koimid is a lomdus that works by schach. Period. I don't care about tzel. I don't care about anything else. Parts koimid works by schach. And the Sfasem is medayik in that Tosfos that he's asking directly that parts koimid could work if it works parts koimid by mechitzas it works by schach. Not because not al tzigmar sushtal teshpudin. An independent kasha that schach that parts koimid works. But the Ran says not like that. The Ran says that when you have the whole Gemara here is only when it's Schach Pasul and Schach Kasher, because Lemaisa, it's giving tzel. But if you have half and half, Schach Kasher and Avir, so he says, but Schach Kasher and Avir, since on the bottom it's Chamsa Merubah, it's considered parts Merubah on top. So the idea is that what we're saying is that the Lemaisa, even though Rapapa says, even though our papa says that this is where your kasha comes in. Even though our papa says his point is on the pirtzis, but he's saying you don't need roiv. So that's why I was saying mechza, but he's saying mechtez y mechza. You don't need roiv. Maybe if you have more than that, but the other way, you don't need roiv to make a mechitza. Half is also good. Lemaisa, he's saying that because his hilchasa doesn't say you need roiv. Half works. How does half work? Half works to make it that we could create a reshus with half, right? So the idea is that if you have half, that's enough to create a reshus of half. It sounds like the Ran is saying is that the mechitza of sukkah, of tzel, of schach is that also has to. It's not just about the mechitza; it's about how the mechitza is affecting the makam underneath it. Is that the hagdara of the mechitza of schach is that it has to be giving? It's not creating a reshus, but it's creating a makam of tzel. So it has to be. And the way you measure the mechitza of the sukkah is kifid tzel. So Mamela, according to the Ran, that it's more about a half a mechitza could work also to create a reshus. So Mamela, he holds that if you have half a mechitza, create a reshus of tzel. If it's only half schach kosher, half avir, where underneath it you have chamsa, so it's not a mechitza of tzel. It's not the area underneath it is not considered mesukach by the mechitza al mechitza, so it won't work. But the could be that the tzushta according to that mahalach is going to be more that when you have mechitza, you could also down that the area underneath it has a mesukach by the gag. Okay, that's extra explanation. Okay.